This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that from financial inclusion and entrepreneurship to education, healthcare, sanitation, housing, sports, science and governance, women are playing a prominent role across diverse sectors. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the growing participation of women in emerging fields such as drone technology is opening new avenues of opportunity and transforming the development landscape across the nation. Earlier speaking in a program, Prime Minister noted that over the last 12 years, the NDA government has worked to further women-led development, and this is visible across sectors.
Aaj Bharat women-led development ki raah par chal pada.
हमारी सरकार ने महिलाओं के लिए सारे रास्ते खोल दिए.
हमने करोड़ों महिलाओं के लिए शौचालय बनवाकर उनका सम्मान बढ़ाया. हमने उज्ज्वला सिलेंडर देकर उन्हें धुएं जैसी तकलीफों से भी बचाया.
दशकों से हमारी बहनों के पास हुनर भी था, मेहनत भी थी, लेकिन उन्हें पूंजी और अवसर नहीं मिलते थे. 3 करोड़ महिलाओं को लखपति दीदी बनाने का जो संकल्प किया था वो पूरा हो चुका है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting to review the preparedness for the Sri Amarnath Yatra in New Delhi. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha, Directors General of the CRPF, BSF, CISF, ITBP and the SSB attended the meeting. The Amarnath Yatra will begin on the 3rd of July and conclude on the 28th of August. The Supreme Court today dismissed the writ petition filed by Congress member Meenakshi Natarajan challenging the rejection of her Rajya Sabha candidature from Madhya Pradesh. The Supreme Court declined to interfere with the returning officer's decision rejecting her nomination for the Rajya Sabha elections over the alleged non-disclosure of her criminal case in Telangana. A bench comprising Justice Prashant Kumar Mishra and Justice A.S. Chandurkar observed that once a returning officer rejects a nomination paper, the statutory remedy available to an aggrieved candidate is to approach the Election Commission. The court therefore refused to grant relief and left it open for Natarajan to approach the poll panel. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the examination window by 15 minutes from 180 minutes to 195 minutes for re-NEET UG 2026, scheduled to be held on the 21st of this month. The new timings will be 2 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. The agency said it is committed to ensuring that NEET UG 2026 examination is conducted in a manner that is fair, secure and responsive to the needs of candidates. The government has refuted a fake video circulating online which falsely depicts Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman promoting an investment platform. The manipulated video is claiming returns of up to 80,000 rupees per day and 24 lakh rupees per month on an investment of 22,000 rupees. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, has clarified that the video is fake and was created using artificial intelligence. PIB said neither the finance minister nor the government of India has endorsed, authorized or promoted any such investment scheme or platform. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron will jointly inaugurate the Bharat Innovates Summit in Nice, France on Sunday. Talking to Akashvani News, Ambassador of India to France, Sanjeev Singla said, the idea is to showcase some of India's best deep tech talent outside of India that has been curated by the Ministry of Education. He informed that there are over 120 deep tech startups covering 13 areas which have been selected from over 1,200 startups. In FIFA World Cup 2026, South Korea defeated the Czech Republic 2-1 in a thrilling Group A clash today, earning valuable 3 points at Estadio Akron in Mexico's Zapopan. South Korea will next take on co-hosts Mexico, while the Czech Republic will look to bounce back against South Africa in a Group A clash. In badminton, India's PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles semi-finals of the Australian Open tournament in Sydney today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.